أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا أم تحسب أن أكثرهم يسمعون أو يعقلون إن هم إلا كالأنعام بل هم أضل سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how heedless the kuffar of Makkah were. But on the one hand, they had the opportunity of going through those areas in which the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, in which Allah destroyed nations and people like the people of Lut alayhi salatu was salam, but they did not take heed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one explanation: بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا. They had no hope of the day of Qiyamah and the resurrection. Number two was that you will find that when they see you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made a mockery out of you. And the mockery was, أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا. That is this the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent as a Rasul? وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. In other words, couldn't Allah Ta'ala send someone better than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that was two reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about. And then the third was, إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا. That if we did not persist on the worshipping of our idols, then وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have misguided us. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of three ills that the kuffar of Makkah had, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala attributes it now. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, do you not see those people who have made their own desires their gods? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the root causes of the kuffar of Makkah. One was this, that they did not have any belief in the hereafter. Secondly, they had an objection with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they could have been somebody better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and friends, we also just need to dwell on this subject matter a little bit. That on the one hand, we have our iman in the day of Qiyamah. On the other hand, we have our iman in yaqeen, that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger. We have our yaqeen that he is not the best of humans, but he is the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we still find reason to follow others besides Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had an objection on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that couldn't there be someone? We have this yaqeen that he is the best and there could have been no better choice. But when it comes to way of life, we still follow the way of life of others besides Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in many aspects, we are saying that there are others better than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Allah ta'ala give us the real and true tawfiq that we bring the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our hearts, into our minds, into our bodies, our homes, our businesses, every aspect of our lives. If you look at the saying of Hazrat Mu'an Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, just on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he takes qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says that the kuffar, the Yahud, the Nasara, and whatever forces there be, may be in the world, whether it is the munafiqeen, whether it is the orientalists, they cannot do so much of harm to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much a harm that the ummah does on itself when it leaves the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another diagnosis with regards to the difficulties that the kuffar had insofar as the spirituality was concerned, is that they made their own desires their God, in that they followed their own whims and they followed their own fancies. And here we can see it very clear that they wanted the Nabi of their choice. They wanted to make ibadat of those gods of their choice. They wanted to offer their offerings and their prayers and their rituals according to their own choice. And that is not acceptable insofar as the rule of Allah is concerned and the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and supreme, and we will only make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. will make ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that they want a total freedom insofar as the choice was concerned. And we will find that in the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the freedom insofar as our ibadat is concerned, etc. أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then would you become upon them a person that is responsible? Would you become their wakil? Would you become responsible for such people that have swayed so much away from the path of Allah that they have made their own desires their gods? أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes further and Allah says, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that do you think most of them can hear? In other words, they may be hearing the words of the Qur'an al-Kareem, they may be hearing the invitation of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the reality is that they are not listening. They are not listening attentively. They don't want to understand. They do not want to bring into practice whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has said and whatever message he has brought from Allah. Oh yaqiloon, or do you think they can understand this message of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Most certainly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given every human that quality of understanding. Allah has given every human the ability to understand the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has given the ability to every human to realize the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the difficulty that the kuffar go through is because they themselves close the door, they themselves close their heart, they themselves turn away, hence they do not understand and they cannot listen to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hum illa kal an'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are only like animals, like the cattle, that if you look at the cattle, they will just go out onto the fields and they will graze. And that will be their job the entire day, to nourish themselves and sustain themselves from the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that they will carry on day in and day out. So these are the people also that take solace in this earthly life. They fulfill themselves, they satisfy themselves, they satiate themselves, they quench themselves. Everything from the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Rabbul Izzat says, but the reality is this, بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا, but they are far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have said that they are even worse than the cattle, in that these animals, they graze, but they do not break the commandments of Allah. Whatever the hukum of Allah is, that the cows should give milk, they give out their milk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands insofar as they are concerned, they fulfill those commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They do not violate those commands of Allah. But here you find insan, the best of creation of Allah. Allah had given them the understanding. Allah had given them the heart. Allah has given insan perception. Allah has given man every quality to realize and understand the message of Allah. But on the one hand, they do not want to worship Allah. And on the other hand, they break the commandments of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.